KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Will the massacre at a Connecticut grammar school spur an effort to change gun laws? President Obama's remarks last night at a prayer service for the 20 children and 6 adults suggested action.
We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. And to end them, we must change. We will be told that the causes of such violence are complex, and that is true. No single law, no set of laws can eliminate evil from the world or prevent every senseless act of violence in our society. But that can't be an excuse for inaction.
What will action be? We don't know yet. During the presidential debate, Obama said in response to a question, "I share your belief that weapons that were designed for soldiers in war theaters don't belong on our streets." Will he propose a national assault weapons ban? We had one for 10 years. In his first term, President Obama did not push for gun control. He signed legislation extending gun rights by permitting firearms in national parks. Do you think our gun control laws will change or will move in that direction because of the shootings on Friday? We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Do you think talking about doing something will continue, or will it just fade as it has in the past when these horrible events take place? It's 800-289-5869. Maybe the shootings have altered your way of thinking about gun control. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Fox News Chief Rupert Murdoch tweeted about the, quote, terrible news, end quote, in Connecticut, asking, when will politicians find courage to ban automatic weapons? This from Rupert Fox. Conservative talk show host Joe Scarborough, who got a top ranking from the National Rifle Association during his 4 terms in Congress, had this to say today.
Friday changed everything. It must change everything. And our Bill of Rights does not guarantee gun manufacturers the absolute right to sell military-styled, high-caliber, semi-automatic combat assault rifles with high-capacity magazines to whoever the hell they want.
Did Friday change everything? 206-543-5869. Also on Scarborough's MSNBC show, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who got an A rating from the National Rifle Association, says he may support a ban on assault rifles.
I've gone deer hunting, just came with my family from deer hunting. I've never had more than 3 shells in a clip. Sometimes you don't get more than 1 shot anyway to deer. You know, just common sense. It's time to move beyond rhetoric. We need to sit down and have a common sense discussion and move in a reasonable way.
Notwithstanding the shock in these statements, in the last 20 years, the public has actually moved further away from stricter gun control laws. The Washington Post reports that in 1990, nearly 8 in 10 people wanted stricter laws, but by 2010, about half of that number wanted stricter laws, 44%. A majority in that survey 2 years ago, 54%, said they wanted less strict gun regulations or no changes in gun regulations. Does Friday change everything? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Has your attitude changed? 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Here's what we heard from some of you earlier today.
I would like to explore the fact that if the teachers were trained and possibly had a weapon in a lockbox in the classroom, maybe this would be avoided or another target would have been chosen.
I come from Maine, a state where hunting is a treasured recreation and historical fact of life. I'm not personally a hunter, but I don't have moral qualms about hunting. What I don't understand is how anyone can support automatic weaponry in the hands of private citizens. You don't hunt with those. You can't eat the meat from a decimated carcass full of lead and horrible bullets.
On Sunday, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said she's going to introduce a bill to ban assault weapons. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg called on the president to make gun laws his number one priority. Closer to home, Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn said it's the duty of the people and the city of elected officials to keep the pressure on to change that. Washington Democratic Senator Jean Cole Wells represents Seattle. Senator Wells, in the past, you proposed banning the sale of military-style semi-automatic firearms here in our state. Will you reintroduce that law?
Well, thank you, Ross. Yes, very likely. I'm meeting in a few minutes with a group of senators here in Washington State to talk about what types of measures we will introduce. Many of us have introduced bills over and over and over for years in the legislature. It's been very frustrating, but we need to do more and we need to step up to the plate now. Our citizens want that.
When it comes to a ban on these military-style semi-automatic weapons, I understand Connecticut has had just such a ban since 1993. It banned 67 semi-automatic assault weapons by brand name, and that might lead some people to conclude these laws don't really work.
Well, we never can predict what's going to happen with someone who has some mental disturbances or is drunk or whatever, someone who's engaged in domestic violence has an anger problem. But we can do more, certainly, to make sure that our laws make sense and we'll be doing more to protect our citizens.
How far along has the assault weapons bans you've proposed in the past gotten? Have they gotten out of committee? Have they gotten to a full vote?
I don't recall if it got out of committee, but no, it certainly did not come to the floor for a full vote. But we've had other bills that make sense, such as requiring training in order to get a concealed weapons permit, such as requiring safe storage of weapons so that children cannot get a hold of them. We've had some tragic cases this year in the state of Washington. And we've proposed having background checks extended to sales at gun shows. We should have universal background checks.
Senator Jean Cole Wells, in the past, the public has had a short memory. Their outrage flares up after incidents like this, and then it quickly fades away. Do you think that this tragedy moves us closer to more gun control measures?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'm certainly going to be working with a whole lot of individual legislators, but also with stakeholders in the community. I know the faith-based community is preparing to launch an enormous effort to get the legislature to finally act. We have to do it.
Will votes change in the legislature? State Senator Ed Murray voiced support for some changes, but he also said the challenge is us. There are not enough Democrats in the legislature, let alone Republicans, to find a way to a common-sense approach to the control of firearms, end quote. Is the legislature going to be as recalcitrant as it has been in the past?
It very likely will, and it's going to be up to the public to help us in this effort. But who would have thought a few years ago that the citizens would have approved marriage equality, a legislative referendum? Who would have thought that marijuana would have been legalized this fall by our citizens? The social norms are changing, and when we have an incident like happened in Connecticut, I anticipate that the social change will be expedited.
Senator Jean Cole Wells, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
She represents Seattle in the state legislature. Do you think that this is going to change the discussion? Does Friday change everything, as Joe Scarborough said? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW, toll-free 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. You heard one of our previous callers say, yeah, the law should be changed. They should put weapons in lockboxes at schools so that people would be armed. And some people are pointing out that all but one of the mass shootings in recent years took place in locations where guns were banned. Let's go to Heidi, who's listening to us today in Bellingham. Heidi, good afternoon. Thanks for you joining us. Do you think Friday changes everything?
Well, I really think that the basic question is not being asked, which is that, you know, when our forefathers gave us the right to bear arms, why did they give us that right? And are those reasons still apropos today? You know, really, they gave us that right because they didn't want the government to be the only people with the arms, as it had been under colonial rule. So are those reasons still appropriate? Should we still really have the right to bear arms? Because I know that that right is not so that we have the right to go shoot deer.
Do you think that the horrible events of Friday change this discussion at all?
No, I think it's been the discussion for a long, long time now.
Mm-hmm. Heidi, thanks a lot for your phone call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave. He's listening to us today in Tacoma. Dave, thanks for taking the time to call. Do you think that the events which took place in Connecticut changed the discussion on gun laws?
Well, first of all, I want to, about 3 days before the shootings, there was a wonderful article in the Atlantic Monthly by Jeffrey Goldberg called "The Case for More Guns and More Gun Control." First of all, what I think is that we've already got, somewhere around 300 million guns out there. We've got over, 1 to 2 million of these assault-style weapons out there that are used. We have these large caliber magazines. They're already out there. We need to, first of all, get some sane gun safety laws that limits these things. And I would like to see some of the more lethal ones go into some sort of a confiscation scheme. But then on the other side, I think we need to allow citizens to be able to carry guns to protect themselves.
Now, when you say the more serious ones, are you suggesting confiscating these assault weapons that we've heard so much about that people can't imagine using for hunting, taking them away?
Absolutely. And I think we could do a sort of a mandatory buyback. Mm-hmm. Those things have no purpose whatsoever other than to shoot people.
Dave, thanks a lot for your phone call. Do you agree with Dave? Do you find no appropriate reason at all for anyone to own these assault weapons? And we have to be careful about it. There's actually a lot of confusion about what we're talking about. You might remember for 10 years, beginning in 1994, there was a federal assault weapons ban. The Washington Post reports there was a drop in gun violence in the 90s, but it's not really clear what impact the assault weapons ban had. A University of Pennsylvania study concluded we cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in violence. Researchers also found that mass shootings, like Fridays in Connecticut, did decline during the years that the assault ban was in effect, except in 99, the year of the Columbine school shooting. The number of mass shootings has doubled since the assault weapon ban ended. But researchers caution to not make too much of that. Mass shootings are relatively rare, so it's hard to tell whether it's just a random variation or whether the assault weapons ban really had an impact on that. We're talking about whether the conversation changes since Friday when it comes to gun control. Tom's with us today. He's listening in Ballard. Tom, what do you think?
I think everybody should send an email to Barack Obama to support him in trying to do something about assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and the gun show loophole and whatever else can be done to try to keep these things from happening. You know, if any idiot can walk into a gun show right now, doesn't have to show ID, doesn't need anything, buy a gun, and no background check or anything. That may not have done anything for this guy in Connecticut who stole the gun from his mother who he killed. But
that's kind of what I'm wondering. As I mentioned a little bit before, Connecticut has had a assault weapon gun ban in place. And so it's a little unclear whether measures that are being contemplated elsewhere would have done anything about that. But you mentioned some other laws there. The gun hole loophole to require that being closed would be somewhere that you think we should go.
Yeah, well, the other thing is it can't be a state-by-state thing. I mean, it's one thing, you know, for Washington State, say you can get married here in Washington if you're gay or something. That's doesn't affect other states. But if Washington put a law into effect saying you can't have 30-round magazines or buy guns over the counter at, you know, without a background check, you know, every lunatic here would just go to Idaho or Oregon or some other state that didn't have the law. So unless every state does it, it has to be a federal thing.
Good point, Tom.
It can't be a local thing, unfortunately.
Thanks a lot for your phone call. So Tom pointing out it really does need to be the federal government, and Barack Obama hinting that he might propose something large like that. He didn't say specifically what he would do, but in the past he's expressed sympathy with those who say that the kind of assault weapons that are used by soldiers should not be in the hands of civilians here in Washington State. Do you think the events of Friday change everything when it comes to our discussion of the regulation of guns? Let's go to Will. He's listening this afternoon in Stanwood. Will, thanks for taking the time to call. What do you think?
I'm a gun hobbyist and have been. I've been plinking since I was a kid. And this was a game changer. When that came over the radio and I heard that, I knew that this was going to change things. And it changed me, we really do need to rethink this. And I think one of the things we should have is a national database for background checks, required federal gun shows everywhere. I don't want to see overreaction to it, but because there's a lot of us out here that are just very rational and just as moved as anybody else by what happened. And so, you know, I just really think, I just want to put the point of view forward of the guys who do like guns, but who understand how absolutely horrible that was.
Will, you would not have said this last Thursday. Has this really changed your thinking?
Oh, I've been slowly coming to it, but I was probably 60% there for some kind of a thorough background check law, but now I'm 110% for it. And there's a lot of people like me that are thinking exactly the same thing.
You know, it's worth pointing out that the guns were owned by the alleged shooter's mother and obtained legally. Would a background check have made a difference in that case?
Yeah, I know. That's a really tough one. And the only thing I could think of for that case is, especially if she knew that her son might not be 100%, that she should have had all of her guns in a gun safe locked up, and he certainly would not have gotten a key. That's the only thing I can think of about that. There's a lot of things that we have to work on in more detail to try and resolve this horrible situation, but yeah.
Will, you mentioned yourself and other gun owners. Are you a member of the NRA?
No, I'm not, and I'm specifically not. That was a very active choice on my part because I feel that the NRA has gone too far in its lobbying and legislative processes in Washington. I just don't agree with their point of view on their extremist, to me, point of view on gun ownership and lack of regulation thereof. I mean, I love guns, but I think they go too far.
Will, thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Gene, listening to us today in the Montlake neighborhood. Gene, do you think Friday changes everything?
No. I have never believed that private citizens should own military-type weapons. There is just no need for it. I have military training, and I've always felt that if I ever needed an assault rifle because of a threat to liberty, I know where to get them, and that's from the people that have them.
You know, Gene,
otherwise, there's no need to have them.
We heard someone earlier talk about confiscating those weapons that are in the hands of Americans. How far would you go with that?
I think they should be bought back on a mandatory buyback.
So require people to sell their guns but pay them for them just to get them out of circulation?
Absolutely. There is just no reason. I own hunting rifles and shotguns, and there is a legitimate reason for owning them.
Yeah. Gene, thank you.
If you want to protect your house, a 12-gauge shotgun is about as good as any.
That'll do the trick. Gene, thanks a lot for your phone call. Thanks for all of your phone calls. So hearing callers and hearing some national figures say that, yes, Friday has changed everything in terms of their consideration of gun control laws. We'll see what the next step will be, and that we've heard this in the past, and then the discussion fades away as the memories of these horrible incidents also fade away. But President Obama has pretty much staked out a claim to some kind of action, and many suspect it'll be some sort of a assault weapon ban. We'll see what happens from here. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.